you have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes too when you donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.
Welcome to the Film Week Marquee. I'm Larry Mantle with critics Amy Nicholson, Peter Rayner, and Charles Solomon. We begin with Ridley Scott's Napoleon, starring Joaquin Phoenix and Vanessa Kirby. Amy?
Yeah, Ridley Scott wants to know, why did Napoleon get so many people killed? But he's not really answering why. He's more just like, why? Screaming it to the heavens. Look at this guy. He's a loser, which is how Joaquin Phoenix plays him. It is impossible to understand anything about why people would follow this guy Napoleon to their death. 3 million people minimum died as a result of his campaigns. And you don't really feel a sense of why, what he loved about the battles, what was going on. The battles are well staged. They're just a lot of tragic carnage. But I will say, Vanessa Kirby as his wife Josephine, I love their scenes together.
Napoleon's written by David Scarpa. It's rated R in wide release. Disney's animated feature Wish is directed by Chris Buck and Fawn Veerasenthorn. Charles?
Many of the elements you expect in a Disney feature, packaged and processed and put out there to celebrate Disney's 100th anniversary, but not inspired.
Wish is rated PG in wide release. Maestro tells the story of conductor and composer Leonard Bernstein and his wife Felicia. Bradley Cooper and Carey Mulligan co-star. Cooper directed and co-wrote the screenplay with Josh Singer. Peter?
There is so much more to the life of Leonard Bernstein, both as an artist and a man, than this film lets on. It's kind of a big jamboree of stuff that doesn't really work psychologically, emotionally, or aesthetically. Carey Mulligan is very good in the film, but it makes the mistake of equating the artist with the man. The personality is the same as the artist. You know, all of this stuff that's very difficult to parse in a biopic, and I don't think it works.
Maestro's rated R, and you can see it at the Egyptian Theater, Hollywood, the Landmark in Westwood. It starts streaming on Netflix December 20th. The latest animated feature from Hayao Miyazaki, the Japanese film of The Boy and the Heron. Charles?
Eclipsingly the best animated film of the year. Miyazaki in his 80s, but still an extraordinary filmmaker and artist in a grand fantasy in the tradition of Spirited Away and Howl's Moving Castle and Princess Mononoke. Just an amazing film.
10 years after he retired, he's back. The Boy and the Heron, rated PG-13 at multiple AMC theaters. It goes into wide release December 8th. And finally, the thriller Leave the World Behind, starring Julia Roberts, Mahershala Ali, Ethan Hawke. Amy?
This is a fun and I think pretty suspenseful six people in a house thriller, but the six people, most of them are movie stars and really bump up the charisma of their performances. The plot I enjoyed, but what I really loved is just watching the characters themselves, Julia Roberts, go head to head with people in different combinations.
Leave the World Behind, written and directed by Sam Esmail. It's rated R in select theaters, later streaming on Netflix. For our critics, I'm Larry Mantle. Have a great weekend.
The LAist Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local fact-based journalism. One lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win. And the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.